Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. Sky Show has brought us Bullet Train already. I feel like I only recently was seeing this up at the cinema, so it's quite shocking that it's already on our small screen. Susie, tell us about Bullet Train.
G'day, Kat. You are absolutely right. This one was released less than a year ago, but this big budget film is, like you say, already hitting our small screens with its exclusive release on Sky Show, and it's out now, so you can go and watch it literally after you listen to us. Why not? So Bullet Train is a fast-paced, interconnected story which follows a hitman who must retrieve a suitcase full of money. Little does he know that there's like a whole host of other killers on the same train. What are the chances who are going to get in his way? Each one has their own mission to accomplish, all while riding this super fast bullet train. So Brad Pitt stars with an ensemble supporting cast, which includes Joey King, Michael Shannon, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, and Sandra Bullock.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, what am I snatching and or grabbing?
A briefcase.
You said you wanted simple for your first job back.
Doesn't get simpler.
They will ruin your life the way you ruin mine.
Dude, I don't even know you.
There's nothing simple about this job.
Something else going on here.
Yeah, I'm not the only one on this train looking for this case.
It is highly stylized with some very clear Japanese influence. So can I ask, was this based on some manga book, some manga comic?
Good question. It's actually based on a novel, which was originally called Maria Beetle. So it is by a Japanese author called Kataro Isaka. And interestingly, he actually had a role in casting the actors for this film. But you might be wondering why, when I told you that cast list, why you didn't hear any Japanese-sounding names in that all-star cast list. Well, there was some controversy around that, with some accusing the production of something called whitewashing, where they put in white Hollywood actors instead of Asian or black characters. So Isaka's characters, they were written as Japanese in his book. But he said publicly that his characters are ethically malleable. A question of whether the film should have been set in the USA was posed, but ultimately the movie company decided to stick to the original location but change the characters' races. So in the end, the author of the book had a large role in casting those actors, such as Brad Pitt, as the title character. So is it controversial? Who knows?
I am interested in the phrase ethically malleable. It seems like that could get picked up as a phrase and in a very dangerous way. We heard some music in the trailer there. I recognize it as the Bee Gees, but it's sung in Japanese.
Yeah, so I've seen this movie, and one of the really great things about it is the soundtrack. There is a couple of really unique songs in the soundtrack. So it doesn't only have Engelbert Humperdinck song, but two original songs sung in Japanese. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, which we heard. It's reworked and performed by an artist called Avu-chan Queen Bee. And also, Holding Out for a Hero was originally sung by Bonnie Tyler, but it's been given a makeover by Miki Asukaru. It's a fun soundtrack. I think you should definitely listen to it.
Excellent. That's Bullet Train. It is out now on Sky Show. Enjoy. Let's take a look at what's happening on Apple TV. Let's jump over.
Yeah, I didn't fancy going out this week, Kat. I wanted to stay at home, wanted to watch some stuff on TV, not go to the cinema. So this is the number one show currently on Apple TV. It's a new series starring Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. Yep, Indiana Jones is on our small screens. It's called Shrinking, and it is on Apple TV, and it is out now. Both Jimmy and Paul are therapists dealing with their own personal struggles. So while grieving the loss of his wife, Jimmy starts to see his therapy sessions through kind of a different lens, and he starts to question the standard approach with his patients. Instead, he decides to be kind of unfiltered and brutally honest with them. So Paul, his mentor, that's played by Harrison Ford, tries to help Jimmy deal with his grief while also maintaining, you know, some sort of professional boundaries with the patients.
Okay, so a therapist that really just gives advice and says what he really thinks, no filter. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer. I've got one of those moments here.
I want to change, but I'm not particularly open to make those changes.
I'm trying.
Every time I get rid of one compulsion,
another compulsion comes up.
Are you yawning right now?
Spoiler alert, I feel like I'm stuck.
Your husband is emotionally abusive. He's not working on it. He doesn't intend to. Just leave him.
Okay.
You know what? This is kind of the premise of, I don't know if you've seen on Netflix, actually, there's a movie, which is a documentary, which is done by Jonah Hill about his own relationship with his therapist. And it's called Stutz, which is the name of his therapist, Phil Stutz. So he's made this documentary about it. It's kind of the premise of that as well. And one of the things that stayed with me when watching that documentary was that Jonah Hill said, you get advice from your friends and your therapist just listens, but your friends are idiots. Most of the time you aren't.
Yeah.
You want your friends just to listen, and you would quite like advice from your therapist. And so it's sort of the premise of that that's coming into this as a TV series.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. And there's definitely some similarities. And it's so true. When you're watching Shrinking, you'll kind of be like, yeah, why can't our therapist tell us the truth?
Right.
Why do they have to sit there and nod and say, how does that make you feel? So it is an interesting premise, because I think that, you know, anyone that has been to therapy would like, you know, to go and get some advice, like some hard facts. And
yeah, tell me what you think, Doc.
Yeah, this is kind of playing on that idea. There is the whole, you know, a professional part of it that is touched in the TV show as well, which is obviously a very valid point as well.
This one, how many episodes have dropped already on this? Because it's not the totality of it just yet.
Yeah, so this one's coming out weekly. We've got 5 episodes. They're already out. You can go watch them. But something I find interesting with Apple TV is if you want to watch something, they will let you watch the first episode of a TV show for free. And then if you like it, you can obviously subscribe if you wish. So that's something I did with this one, because I think it's a great show.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I didn't know that they let you check out a show that they've got on their service. Also should mention, this was with the executive producer of Scrubs and Ted Lasso, which have been quite popular. That's Shrinking. It's on Apple TV. You can catch that one. And then also we looked at Bullet Train, some great movies that they've got on Sky Show at the moment. And really recently that was released at the cinema, and now it's already available on Sky Show. So check out that one as well. And if you want some more inspo on what to watch, you can head to our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.